Welcome everyone back to our coverage of the third quarter. If you're just joining us, this is WDOT. I'm Mike Krabovianko, joined by David Silverstein. I will pass the mic off to David for play-by-play for the second half.
It is truly an honor, I have to say.
29-23, David.
Well, I gotta say, James Murphy, hats off to you having a phenomenal game. But I believe it is time for Washington to take over. They have had the opportunities, and I think they're going to have to capitalize. Limit turnovers is definitely the number one thing that I believe Julie did or should have talked about. Number two, finish the start the rack. Making your free throws is also very important. They're playing swimming men defense. But they've been able to get in the paint occasionally and make the shots. I mean, that's obviously harder than it looks. But they have had the opportunities, and they got to take the chances when they're presented to them. And I think he's also saying individually to Troy that you know, when you're open, you know, we want you to shoot. You can play make, but we want you to drive, want you to shoot.
Yeah, I think some more versatility on offense would go a long way for Port Washington. I'm going to let you take over. 8 minutes left. Here we go.
So well, in the half for Port Washington, we have Stevenson, Siciliano, Malvitano, Cam Welker. Sarah's going to bring it up. He's going to drive in, kicks it out. Malvitano. Back to Siciliano. Spin move. Beautiful finish there by Jake Siciliano.
Ooh. That was pretty.
I like that.
They need him to get going.
I like that for Siciliano. It's a little taste of last year.
Game for Bono. Going to pass it off here. We're going to get it to Murphy. Back outside to Kennedy. He's going to drive in. And we're going to get, I believe we're going to get a whistle on Shanahan. I couldn't really see. Nonetheless, I like Pete Gershon here from Stafford and Washington the lights. Siciliano. So Kennedy's going to shoot for his 5th points of the game. He's had a solid game. He's one of the big men.
Kennedy's been a force under the basket all game, really. But we see it's more missed turnovers for Southside. You look at the lead, they're up by 4, and you wonder that they should be up a little more.
Yeah, another missed free throw.
And another missed
free
throw.
Maybe the crowd possibly interfering with that play as Welker pushes the pace on the floor, something the South Side did for the first half. He's going to kick it outside to Shanahan, back up to Stevenson. He's going to drive in. Welker's going to drive in, go for the right-hand finish, and nearly, I believe, deflected very off.
Oh, took a touch off Shanahan at the very end.
And it's going to be number 21, Robert Barcalosi, inbounding the ball for Southside.
Yeah, David, I think he's got to get a little bit more involved. I know that
Barcalosi?
Yeah, Murphy's been doing all the work, but he is a proven scorer as well. So, I mean, here he is going to the paint. Way off.
Josh Burrell, very off. Back to Vivona.
I think that's the third Vivona three that's rolled in and out. I think that might be number 3. Or
I'm not sure the coach is telling him to keep shooting because he's nearly had them all down. As Welker's going to bring up the ball for Washington here. So Seth's going to send him to the defense. Going to drop to the left. Pass it off to Shanahan. He's going to shoot a 3. And it's good! Ryan Shanahan 4-3. Port Washington cuts the lead to 1.
Second three-pointer of the game for Shanahan. The first one in the first quarter came on the four-point play. And there he comes on a big defensive play. Not happy about the call. But Ryan Shanahan making his voice and his presence heard.
Nearly a turnover there for Southside, but bailed out with the Shanahan foul there on the baseline. It is going to be Barcalosi inbounding the ball. And he's going to go to the backcourt to Bavona, and they're going to reset their offense. Pressure here from Malvitano. They're going to get it over to their guy, Murphy. Maybe a push off there. He's going to drive in. Beautiful pass to... Oh, he's seemingly fouled. Ryan Kennedy.
I mean, if you're Port, you almost got to think you got to keep fouling Kennedy because he has had no success
from the charity strike. You'd think it's charity strike. We may have to start calling it... I don't know. What are we going to call it now?
The dumpster strike. Oh, man, that student section. Right? Tough one.
I'm telling you, maybe they're affecting them, but I think he's going to use the little dog bark.
I think they jinxed it. Spinoza's going to come in sophomore for sophomore. So up.
Well. There's another one. Another missed free throw for Southside.
Hey.
Tano is going to keep on top of the key. He's going to drive in. Spin. Wow, beautiful pick. Back inside. And one. Trevor Amalfitano. Wow. What a play. Stops his dribble, turns back like a fadeaway, then takes one more nice little pivot in, goes up for the righty layup, and is fouled.
Vintage Trevor right there. You're seeing a taste of what we got last year. Mafatano's got a chance for a three-point play. But yeah, David, I'm liking Trevor in the second half so far.
And he makes the free throw, Trevor Mafatano.
7 points on the night for Trevor. I mean, he's the X factor at the end of the day. That's who you're looking to go to at the end of the game.
Clark Rossi's going to bring it up for Southside here. Going to drive in. Look at the right wing for Bavona. Going to pass it off to Murphy here. Oh, beautiful play. Nice dribbling. Shot by Bavona. It's good. James Bavona. 4-3. Finally, he gets one to fall. So yeah. He's now going to try to bring it up for Washington.
Yeah, that's got to feel good for him. He's been struggling.
Booker touching the paint. Looked like a foul there. Yeah, they're going to call it on number 10, James Murphy. James Murphy's fifth foul of the day. Mikey, what do you like from Washington start? Because they cut the lead to 2 points now.
I'm liking Trevor Mafatano in the second half. That's exactly what I'm liking. I think that he's doing more on offense than he was in the first half. I think
and
they're moving the ball better.
Bending the ball. And a kick ball, a smart idea by Robert Paracolosi.
I like the rotations that Coach Lewis is running, too. I think that since it's so early in the season, he's still trying to get creative and mix around his sophomores. You might not see all these guys in the rotation later this season.
Sam Walker, beautiful finish inside, driving in. I'm telling you, he's a great finisher, and they need him for this second half.
Yeah, this is the Welker we wanted to see last season. He's coming into the zone.
Mullen has checked in for Burrell. Murphy cutting, not going to give him to Bavona. He's going to cut back. Pericolosi. Line drive shot.
Oh,
not good. And he is traveling. Murphy, of course, hits it after the whistle. I mean, what can't this guy do?
I think the key for Polash in the second half is to keep, because as much as they were sloppy on offense, they did force a lot of turnovers. And if you can limit that while staying tight on the defensive end,
yeah, I mean, they're good.
They're set for a good. For a good half, and you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but it's a tie game, David.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, look, it seemed like first half we were talking about Happy Washington's going to try to, you know, cut this lead. Now it seems like they're going to try to take the lead. And that is, that's great.
10-4 run from Port out of the whistle, out of the half, excuse me.
Weber's getting back the ball, Stevens going to take it up top. Pass over to Spinoza. And a travel. This John Spinoza's second travel of the day here. Looking a little sloppy off the bench.
Yeah, see, this is where I think the nerves and the inexperience comes in for a sophomore.
Oh, for sure.
Doesn't set his feet. He's in the heat of the moment. It's a tie game in the third quarter. I think he just that patience is just going to come as the season goes on.
Eric Lewis is going to bend the ball. Murphy's going to bring it up. On the left wing here. Matched up against Welker. He's going to drive in. Kick it out to Eric Lewis. Back to Murphy. Can't get inside. Bavona, he's going to drive in. He's going to try to pass it out.
Oh,
nearly there from Ryan Kennedy. Rebounded by Mafatano. He's going to bring this one up. Mafatano spins again. Similar play to the foul, but he cannot get this one to go.
I like the aggression, though. And there you go. Another forced turnover.
Kowalski's going to take over with an opportunity to gain the lead here, Mikey. What are your thoughts on that? You wouldn't expect that. Yelko's going to bring it up now for Port Washington. He's been great tonight, both offensively and defensively. The draft to the right. A little mix-up there with Charles Stevenson.
He dribbled.
Oh,
nice
back
cut.
Back cut there.
Mafatano. Oh, and one again. Trevor Mafatano cuts in baseline and finishes. Chance 4-3.
Yeah, this is the second half of Trevor turning it up for the team. 35-33. Vikings are now
in the lead, David.
How about that? And he extends the lead to three. Port Washington, 36. Southside 33 with just under 4 minutes left to play here in the third quarter.
Mapitano is the second court player in double digits tonight. Good to see that.
Ooh, nice fake there. Bobby Vonage going to drive in. Righty scoop. Cannot get it to go. Sayon's going to push the pace. He's got Welker. Welker open under. Oh, cannot finish. Would have been a sweet play there from Cam Welker.
Oh, nice.
Mapitano, he's got Welker wide open. 4-3. And it is good. Cam Welker extends the Fort Washington lead. Cam Welker trying to hype up this bat. Fort Washington 38. Southside 33. Wow, Mikey, what a spark Cam Welker has been tonight.
Yeah, there you go, the second half resurgence from Cam Welker and Trevor Mapitano. Those are arguably your two best players.
Man, I think they called that a two. It looked like a three from our angle. No?
Yeah, no, it's a two. Regardless, Welker is up in the stat sheet. He is on to 14 tonight.
Yeah, we had a Murphy. Murphy has not scored yet this second half.
Yeah, they've contained him a little bit.
I'm telling you, that's what Dooley had to do, and I think he made the right adjustment. I mean, this is unrelated to Murphy. It could be related to him in a way. You know, Kennedy drives baseline in that right corner, and he's trapped by three Washington defenders. You never want to drive baseline, and they're making that mistake right now, and Washington's capitalizing.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got a team that really revolves around one player in the half, you just got to do your best to contain him in the next half. That's exactly why Port Washington has done it. Now they have gone up 15-4 in the second half so far. It's been an 11-point turnaround, so we love to see that.
For sure.
You know, if you're coach Jerry D'Angelo right now for Southside, what are you telling your players to get them back in this game? Because, you know, Port has all the momentum right now.
Well, I want to say, I don't think James Murphy's come out of this game one time. Now, I don't know if that's going to help them or hurt them, but you got to get him involved. I think he's been a little unselfish this half, I have to say. He hasn't really been shooting. Maybe they're asking him to shoot a little bit. And get back on defense and stop fouling. Simple.
Pretty simple.
Sounds simple, right?
Yeah, you would think.
And they are giving Welker the three now.
Here we go. Cam Welker on to 15 points on the night. Good night for him so far.
Derek Roshi's going to bring this one up. Going to drive in. Kick it out to Murphy. Going to drive baseline. Back out to Rossi for three. And it's no good. Rebounded by Kennedy. Out of bounds. And a travel to this ball.
Big play, Johnson.
Ford Washington basketball. Turnover there from Kennedy. Almost out of bounds. Same outcome regardless. Ford Washington ball.
I'm going to give credit where credit's due. John Spinoza had a very sloppy first half. He started the second half with a costly turnover, but he has been big on the defensive end for Ford Washington for this half so far. So you got to show respect.
This Ford Washington defense has been tenacious this half. Seems like Sessions is going to maybe press from half court. Now they're going to back off. Stoker's going to bring the ball up to the left wing passer to Stevenson. He's going to drive to his right. Nearly stripped. Gets it back.
Oh, Stevenson wanted the ball back.
Yeah, Mapitano there. Jump ball there. Maybe a little play after the whistle. Southside basketball. Yeah, Trey Rose winner on that cutback of Mapitano. Just didn't see him.
Yeah, Mapitano, like I mentioned before, got to be a little bit better off the ball. And I think that's what Dooley's telling him. You didn't need to hold on to the ball. You had Troy, who was cutting down and wanted the ball back. So I think that's part of the learning.
Oh, most definitely is. But the phone is going to bring the ball up here for Southside. As number 25, Josh Correll is checked in. For Tarek Pelosi, and he misses his shot. Mapitano is going to try to push the pace here before Southside can get settled.
Oh, Spinoza. Hustle.
A little play action there from him. Seems to drive baseline, try to set something up. No one was really moving. Mapitano kicks it back out.
There we go.
4-3. No good. And they're saying that the ball at the top of the backboard, which is out of bounds, therefore making the ball out of play. Julius arguing that it did not hit the top. Yep, team from Iowa that it did. Referee underneath the basket made that call. Cole Reyes has checked in now for Port Washington. Pavona's going to bring the ball up now. Kick it out to Kennedy. Going to drive in. System. Burrell. There was a blocking foul on Spinoza, I believe. It did not seem like that. Maybe it seemed like it hit his leg or something, but interesting call there by the referee.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that call at all. It looked like Spinoza held his ground and kept his hands himself, just using the baseline as a second defender, but ref did not agree. It's going to be an inbound.
And Spinoza was arguing, Dooley's trying to calm down, saying, yes, you did foul. He'll get back in this game, get your head right. Kennedy's going to go up here.
Oh, nice.
And he will not finish. Rebounded by Cecilia, and he's going to try to push the pace here. Drive in.
Oh.
Righty finish. And he makes it. Jake Siciliano with the beautiful contested layup there for Washington. Extends his lead 41-33. Murphy turns it over. Stevenson, here he goes. Showtime. Layup is good for Washington. 41-33.
That's Stevenson's first basket of the game.
I mean,
coming very late.
It's not that he has not been involved in the offense, because he definitely has been, but first time in the stat sheet for scoring.
Yeah, that's big. That's big for Stevenson. I think we all wanted the dunk in this whole building.
Ah, the crowd was getting really, really excited for the dunk, but it seems like he was going for the layup there. Ah, darn.
Student section is lively.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw one player dunk. I wouldn't be shocked if I saw another.
Student section is lively for Port Washington.
Herbie's going to bring this one up now, going to pass it out to Bavona. He's had a solid game so far. He's got 8 points. Pass it back to Murphy. Oh, and they're going to call a foul there on Welker, possibly a push-off. I did not see one. I thought that could have been a charge there.
I don't know. I don't know if he set his feet.
But for Washington, is a 10-point lead here, Mikey, going into the fourth quarter. Got a minute and a half left here in the third quarter. Bavona slips and falls in the corner. Murphy, Mopatano's going to go Burrell. They're going to get another blocking foul. First it was Spinoza. Then it was Welker. Now Mopatano. I mean, Washington's getting killed them with these blocking fouls.
They're trying to draw the offensive fouls, but they're not setting their feet.
And every single one of these are questionable calls, in my opinion. But yes, that one did look like a blocking foul.
Yeah, it's coming back to bite them.
And
shout out to the Port Washington cheerleaders showing their support today.
And I believe they're going to bring over the trainer with more paper towels. I think me and Mike are nearly in the Southside huddle here. He's going to bring the coach nearly in front of the press box. People are trying to listen in here.
And D'Angelo is fired up right now. His team is down 10. And what is a very, very big turnaround. David, it is a 20-4 turnaround. Pretty remarkable.
I think the coach is trying to calm down here, trying to tell him that it's not over. And they're going to bring out the rags. Try to clean the floor here. I mean, we did see Bavona slip. We saw Murphy slip on the other end.
I mean, this has just been a very strong third half. Third quarter. Third half. Third quarter for Port Washington.
The fans are trying to choke the players here in that corner before the game starts. I mean, do you think they've had any sort of effect on this 10-point swing, Mikey?
Yeah.
Never know. Yeah.
Well, we've seen our fellow classmates get very into it. I mean, they're all dying hysterically right now.
Cecil's going with the big man lineup, it seems. They're going to sub off Murphy for what it seems like the first time today. Walker's going to say no. He's going to bring the push to pace. Cam Walker, lefty left, is good. Cam Walker. Port Washington 45, Southside 33.
D'Angelo's speechless.
1 minute
right
left.
They've had
Cam
no
Welker,
answer.
What a finish.
They've had no answer for Cam Welker in the second half.
No.
Nor Trevor Mopatano. And another foul call.
And another blocking foul. I mean,
another one. Stevens is not happy about that one, but I think he understands it. That might be his first.
His third, I believe. That is it. Julie's arguing with the ref over there. Back low, he's going to shoot a cut.
Oh,
this is the first rebound by Welker. 1-1, Southside cannot make their free throws. They are down 12. Welker's got to push it before. Stevenson, oh, could have shot there. Cole Reyes for three. It's good! Cole Reyes, the sophomore, puts Port Washington up 18 with just about 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter.
Big shot.
Truly unbelievable. And now James Bavona is going to shoot a three there for Southside. He's going to cut the lead down to 12. But
desperately needed.
What a quarter, Mikey.
Oh, my God. It's been so much fun to watch. Port's going to get one final possession. If I'm them, I'm going to give the ball to Malfitano. There he is, right on cue. Let him go to work.
We'll get how much time he has left to work. Joe's got to shoot it. Oh, nearly got it at the buzzer, but nonetheless, what a quarter for Port Washington. We'll be right back when the fourth quarter starts.